Oh my god, I never even thought of that. But yeah, since you're Lamia, you can't scissor with anyone. That's gotta suck. But I mean, I feel like you could get creative with your tail though, couldn't you? What is it, baby? Oh, you're feeling a bit overwhelmed. Oh, poor baby. I know, parties like this can be a lot. My friends and I get all together in one room. We get loud. We're all monster girls, so we're way bigger and louder than you anyway. I know, hon. You've been great to stay this long. We have been here quite a while. Wow, it's that late already? Damn, time flies. I was hoping to stay a bit longer though, sweetie. The girls and I don't get to do this very often. I know you're hanging back in the kitchen a while there. Is it better in there? Would you want to go back in there? Oh, I see. Elle and her husband left, so you're all alone in there. I guess it's just us girls left then. I almost can't believe they left without saying goodbye. Every other tiger girl I know wants to be the center of attention, but not her. Well, if it's just us girls now, I can give you a special little treat as a way of saying thank you for hanging around a little while longer. And it should help calm you down too. I guarantee you'll be nice and relaxed by the end. Come here, cutie. There you go. Sit on my lap like a good boy. Yeah. Snuggle into my fur. Go on, lean back. I promise all my spines are retracted. Oh, why so tense, honey? Normally you love sitting on my lap and feeling my massive tits on your back.
Aw, look at that cute little face. I was wondering when your husband was finally going to join us.
Oh, you're making him blush. My cute little husband here was just saying how he's feeling a little overwhelmed and nervous. And we all know the best way to take care of an adorable, nervous little thing like him, don't we? Anyway, don't mind us. Let's just keep the conversation going. Oh, honey, stop squirming. I need to accidentally nick you with one of my claws. What am I doing? Well, I'm cutting your clothes off, obviously. You usually love it when I do this. What's the problem? All my friends will see you naked. Oh, baby. That's not a problem. I mean, at least a few of them have seen you naked already. I've never milked you in front of a crowd like this. It's okay, hon. They don't mind. Girls, do you mind if I milk my cute little husband over here?
Not at all.
Ooh, calm down, Mira. I'm not in the mood to share him tonight. Baby, come on. Calm down. You remember me telling you that monster girls have a more casual attitude about sex and nudity, right? I mean, I'm a manticore. I feed on human semen with my tail. This is basically the equivalent of me eating a meal. And you don't need to hide in another room when you eat a sandwich, do you? Of course not. So you see? And besides, look at all my friends. Most of them aren't even reacting. This is totally normal for them. And the few that are keeping an eye on us. Well, they're mostly just enjoying the show. They're certainly not upset. So I can finish taking my good boy's clothes off and help you relax. That's my good little husband. Just stay still. Oh my, after all that protesting, you were actually hard as a rock down there. Well, don't worry. I know just what to do to take care of you. Oh dear, would you look at that? My tail is practically dripping. Don't you want to put your stiff cock in my soft, wet, tight tail pussy here? Good boy. Oh, I love that look of bliss you got whenever you start fucking my tail. It looks so cute. Then just lean back and settle into me again, hun. You don't need to move a muscle. Just let me milk you. Now then, girls, where were we? I believe we were talking about Lyra's latest girlfriend. Sorry, your latest two girlfriends. God forbid you ever just get one at a time. That poor girl would be a sopping wet wreck by the end of the week. No human could ever keep up with your libido. So how are they? Oh, wow. Two humans this time? I'm surprised. Don't you normally go for cowgirls? Their tits were so big you thought the cowgirls when you met them at the club. Amazing. Have you got pictures? Ooh, very impressive. Take a look, hon. Oh, Lyra, looks like somebody likes your new girlfriends. I just felt his cock twitch in my tail. Not that it's a surprise. He loves big tits. Better watch out or his little cutie will steal them away from you to be our toys. Clara, stop playing with your tits. You're making him blush. Honestly, you cowgirls. Anyway, with as good as you look, I bet you've got someone new in your life, right? Maybe another big titty fan like Lyra here. Nobody, really? Well, if you ever get horny, you're welcome in our bed anytime. My husband here still loves watching the video you and I made for him last year. I'm sure he'd melt into a little puddle if you gave him a tit job.
He's blushing again?
Don't worry, girls. Despite his beet red face, he loves being the center of attention. Keep giving him lots of fun things to think about while I milk him. I want him to give me a nice, big load. Oh, Ivy, you started dating someone? Is this that cute little slime girl I saw you with the other week at the coffee shop? Ooh, an orc. How did you two meet? At a bar? All right, spill the tea. Who went up to who? I can't believe it. Finally, our little slut, Ivy, actually got picked up in a bar instead of picking someone else up. Figures that the only way that would happen would be if an orc was involved. God, an orc and a succubus. The sex must be nonstop with you two. 3 times today already? Good for you, girl. Finally finding somebody who can keep up. I hope this doesn't mean you'll be stopping your visits to our place, though. This little cutie here loves being in between us. Of course you can bring her. God, hon, just imagine it. Me pinning you down and milking you with my tail, and as soon as you recovered, a huge, muscular orc having her way with you, and finally, dainty little Ivy the succubus wringing every last drop of cum from you with that third load. So who tops? Ooh, you have a video? Oh my God, that is hot. Look at her huge green tits swinging back and forth. I can't believe you're actually letting someone else take charge, though. Here I was thinking I was the only woman in the world to get you to listen. Oh, don't you start. You loved getting to be my good girl the other week. You were practically begging me for another orgasm. You were just playing along for his benefit, huh? Sure, Ivy. Whatever you say. Either way, I'm happy for you, babe. Anyone else have any fun romantic developments? This little cutie feels ready to burst. I think one more fun, sexy story will finally make him come for me. Val! Oh, do tell. What kind of relationship has our big, bad, alpha wolf girl gotten herself into now? A Neko! Wow, I never thought I'd see the day. You met her at the gym, figures. You've been looking so good lately, hon. You're really crushing it. You must spend a lot of time there. So you just went up and smacked her ass while she was doing squats? Why am I not surprised? Oh, so our suppy little Neko liked it, huh? Oh my god, sex in the locker room right away? Amazing. Is she in the bondage too? Ooh, new pictures of her all tied up. Oh, she's adorable. Look at those big eyes. That big ass. No wonder you couldn't resist. Oh, can we play the video? Thanks. Oh, wow. She really likes it rough, huh? Guess you really are an alpha wolf, big girl. Oh, baby. You like seeing Val in action, huh? You're really throbbing in my tail now. Are you close? Yeah. Good boy. What's that? You want to suck on my tits? Oh, look at you. You started out all nervous just to be milked in front of my friends. But now you're asking for more. Seeing all these big titty monster girls made you want to play with my tits now. Yeah. All right. I'm not heartless. I'll give you a nursing tail job. Oh, wasting no time, huh, kitty? Glad you're enjoying my tits. Go ahead and suckle on them while I milk you. Hey, Lyra. I see where you're looking. No, you can't have the other one. Silly, they're both for him tonight. He's definitely making good use of them. Sucking on one and squeezing the other. You greedy boy. But I don't mind. Anything for you, baby. You're really close now, aren't you? Go ahead and come, honey. Come into my tail. Give me a nice, big blow. You don't need to worry about all my friends watching you. Just bury your face in my huge, manticore titties and come for me. Come for me. Come for me. Oh, good boy. I can feel you coming. But you have a lot saved up, didn't you? Such a good boy. Yeah, that's it. Keep your face buried in my tits when you come. Good boy. Oh, such a cutie. You're my good husband. My good little monster girl-loving husband. You love the fact that I'm a manticore, don't you? You love getting to come in my tail, don't you? Of course you do. So good. You really are the perfect husband. God, I love your reactions when you play with my tail. So cute. But I think I really drained you, huh? You look exhausted, baby. Alright, here. Let me take your cock out of my tail. And turn you back around so you can lean into me and relax on my lap. And so you can get a good look at your audience. They all had a lot of fun watching you get milked, cutie. Oh, you're not even trying to cover yourself up. You must be tired. Here, just lay in my lap and drift off to sleep. Good boy. I'll take you home in a bit. In the meantime, you can give everyone here a nice view while we keep chatting. Good night, honey.